is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Vicky and Seth.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
That puts me in a great mood. Thank you, Zach Orr. You are the greatest man ever. Best friend of mine I could ever have. You'll be invited to. I'm not going to have a next wedding.
Be invited to my next wedding.
When we renew our vows.
Close.
When we renew our vows, you'll be invited to that one.
Can't wait to go to the municipal court in Clemson.
Remind me to tell you a story. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Get your garage floor done. Get it done right. Get it done great. I've got so many friends, so many family members, so many Clemson coaches that these guys have done this for in these great neighborhoods. I can tell you more Clemson coaches that have them that don't have them. Man, the garage floor just looks awesome. Carolina Flooring Specialist, Tim Worley will come to your home, measure, show you what they do. Daniel Emmanuel Parham will lead it. I like the fact that the owners are on every single job site. I love that because, man, you know what? You don't goof around. The cat's not away, so the mice don't play. They get it. They get it done quick. They cover up your stuff. They move everything back in. You're going to love it. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. 404-8158. 404-8158. CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. Cindy and Seneca on our Health Our Text line said, from a woman's standpoint of view, tuxedos are extremely dapper and sexy. She said, just saying. All right, we'll wear them then. You win. We'll wear them. If my wife told me to wear one, I'd wear one. You know? I'd wear one. What are you laughing at? Text line? Text line?
You can't do it.
Is it text line though?
No, I just can't do it. Just go.
But is that what
Let's
you're talking
about?
Let's
talk to John. Let's talk to John.
But is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I saw it. Anyway. Let's get to our... Our Jinx Inc. Realty Huntington Fisher Report. My good friend John Stillwell joins us now. Second nicest man in America, John Stillwell. How you doing?
How are you going to bring me on in the middle of this giggle fest?
I'm sorry, man. Like two little giddy little girls. Remind me, I will text you what the text was. Off the air, I can't do it on the air.
Oh, all right. Well, I think I can bring some clarity to your listeners on where this irrational hatred of formal wear comes from.
All right, let's hear it.
I think it all goes back, you know, 10 years ago when you were shunned at some mutual friend's wedding. You were not on the A team, Mickey.
That's right.
You were on the B team.
That's right.
You were on the B team at their wedding.
And I had to sit there and listen to Amazing Grace, all 47 stanzas of it, the verses of it.
You did. I think that traumatic experience is where all this is coming from.
I felt like a scab from the NFL from the strike days. Just not good enough to make the first team. But still, oh, by the way, I was so far down the program, people got tired of reading before my name was on it.
The only thing that made you feel better was bacon wrapped scallops. It was all good after that.
And a ride on the cat bus to Max Drive-In, which is always, you know, that's pretty good there too.
That's true.
All right, I got something for you. We're talking about DNR today, and we're talking about really one of the peskiest little things out there, and about coyotes, which reminds me to play this for you. I love it. John Stillwell, we're talking coyotes, and not the kind that carry Acme anvils around trying to drop it on a Roadrunner. What can we do here in South Carolina, man? We have a coyote issue here, don't we?
we would not have any problems if we would if everybody was just invest a little more in Acme products.
Wild E Coyote, super genius. I want that on my business That's card, right. by the way. Super genius.
Super genius. Well, you and our president can have the same business cards. I think most people by now in the outdoor community are probably aware that coyotes are a problem. They're steadily over the past 10-20 years have really seen their population grow, and that's really had an effect on some of the other game species that we all enjoy pursuing and managing, namely white-tailed deer. And turkeys, for the most part, is what they had the biggest effect on. And this time of year, especially, is really important to be thinking about coyotes because this is really the time from now until early spring is the time you all, if you're inclined and have the time and the desire to learn how to do it, this is really the time to trap coyotes on your property to help preserve your deer and turkey populations, Vicki. And the reason is because, coming up April, May, June timeframe, that's when you're seeing turkey poults hatched. That's when you're seeing fawns drop from the does that were pregnant from this fall. And that's, a buffet for coyotes. So really, now is the time to trap them to try and reduce those coyote populations as much as you can, leading into those important seasons when new wildlife is born.
What we need to do is control the roadrunner population. That might control the coyote population.
Well, that's true. Well, maybe enhance the roadrunner population, and they wouldn't be bothering our deer and turkeys, right?
How do we go about it, John? What do we need to know? How does it work? What do we need to know?
Well, there's a couple of things that I was going to make you aware of. I mean, there obviously are people out there that are experienced trappers that offer trapping services if you're so inclined and don't have the time to do it yourself. But also there are education programs that DNR provides to help you learn how to trap yourself if you want to purchase some of that equipment and spend some time trapping on your property. And then one thing that a lot of people may not be aware of is this is the second year of a program that DNR instituted as a result of some legislation that was passed to where they are actually tagging 16 coyotes per year and releasing those coyotes back out into the wild. And if you're lucky enough to harvest one of those animals, either with a firearm or archery during hunting season, or if you're trapping and happen to trap one of those animals with a tag on it, you can turn that into DNR and receive a lifetime hunting license from South Carolina DNR.
How about that, man? That's a pretty good investment right there, I think.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of it's more of an awareness thing than anything, but. I think last year was the first year they did it, and 8 of the 16 tagged animals were turned in. So there's potentially 24 coyotes out there roaming South Carolina that have those tags and provide that lifetime license if you're lucky enough to catch them. I think they release 3 or 4 in each game zone across the state to spread things out, and so that's out there, and there's a potential to. Not have to pay for a hunting license for the rest of your life if you catch one of those jokers.
Text message said, do you have to trap them or can you shoot them? You can shoot coyotes too, right?
You can shoot, yeah. Any legal way of harvesting a coyote, which is fairly liberal because they are considered an invasive species or a pest species. So, yeah, you can shoot them, you can trap them. Any legal way to take a coyote, if it has that tag on it, you can call your local DNR officer and get that turned in and get credit for your lifetime hunting license from the state of South Carolina.
SCDNR, I know online, they've got a lot of great, things there. Your guys' Facebook stuff, and you guys do a great job of that. Speaking of which, on that property, which is very important, I mean, having great property, having a great piece of property too, I know the place to find it. I know this, man. It's jrrland.com. What's going on over there? I know it's been a little cold, a little rainy, but boy, I got to imagine you still are moving a bunch of properties. I looked at the website last night and managed some great pieces of property there.
We've been really busy, Mickey. The first of the year typically is a busy time in our business. A lot of folks have put off looking at land during the holidays, but man, they've really been back out in force these first couple of weeks of January. We've got some great stuff in our inventory right now, and we really encourage you to give us a call. Whether you're looking to locate property, we can certainly help with that as well. Or obviously, we work a lot with seller clients on listing their property for sale to help them try and find a buyer. So if you have a need in either of those areas, or just have a question about property or about the process, feel free. We'd love to give you some free advice and answer some questions, and if there's a way we can help you, maybe pursue that as well. So you can reach us at 864-631-2770, or you can always find our properties and our contact information at www.jirland.com.
Hey, before let's go, serious text question here. Wants to know about you and wearing a tuxedo and your wedding, and when to look for the invitations and who's going to be in the wedding and all that kind of stuff too. So we have people that are worried about you and your next tuxedo wearing.
All I know is, you got a chance to move up from B team to A team.
Yes.
Kind of like the holiday season. Santa's always watching. You know
yes.
I mean?
I'll do what I can, buddy. I'll do what I can. I'll be a good boy. Hey, man, as usual, always appreciate it, John.
Absolutely. You guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, buddy. John Stewart. Sound like I might be wearing a tuxedo pretty soon. Pretty cool. I look good in them too, buddy. Look like, when someone sends a picture of James Bond, little Sean Connery, that's what I look like right there. That dapper is what Cindy said, Seneca. I like that idea. All right, let's get some phone calls. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Mark's been hanging on for a while now. Mark, I really appreciate you being so patient with us. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, fine. Good to call in, Mickey. Hey, I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. Hey, first of all, thanks for that hunting report. I'm a coyote hunter, so it's kind of nice hearing somebody talking about that. It's fun stuff year-round.
Yeah, and the thing about coyote hunting is that I don't feel bad about killing those. Like, personally,
exactly.
I always say this, little deers deer is such a beautiful animal. I couldn't do it, man. Like, little cute little rabbit. I can't shoot little tiny little beautiful animals. Coyote have no problem at all. Wouldn't have a problem at all.
Yeah, the first time I shot one, I felt kind of bad, but then I had to remember they got a bounty on these things, and it's open season all year round, so it can't be a bad thing. So I got past that.
Yeah,
so it's fun.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, I wanted to call in and jump on the carousel of hate regarding the announcers in last night's game. I mean, I'm not a professional announcer, but I was smart enough to realize these guys are awful. The best example was there were like 3 minutes left in the game. Clemson comes down. They hit the front end of a one-on-one. They miss the back end. They get the rebound, and then I don't know if it was Sheldon Mitchell. He sunk a three. So they get 4 points on a possession. They didn't even mention it because they were sitting there talking about something, some human interest story on the side. It was just awful. And I don't know, were they ESPN announcers or were they the ACC network announcers? Where do they find these guys? Because they were really bad.
Yeah, and more so Corey Alexander with the color. The play-by-play guy should that's a color guy's job right there. And especially when it comes to television, because you're seeing it. The play-by-play guy is not the most important thing in TV. It's the color analyst. And Corey Alexander, time and time again, drops the ball, not knowing the rules and just missing the big picture. You can't have the big picture being missed and a 12-point comeback effort there. And the other thing is you can't have people turning the TV off. And to not mention that, man, this is a good comeback. He's got a chance to come back, plenty of time on the clock. You missed all that stuff. But Alexander not knowing the rules was another example why he's awful.
Yeah, it was bad. There were so many, I thought, significant events in the game they didn't even mention.
Right.
So, anyway, hey, thanks for your show. Thanks for letting me call in. I just wanted to jump on that carousel of hate.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate the phone call. Call more often. Love to have you on. Call more often. I can understand someone moving here and just getting involved with the show. And I can understand when someone being like really, really shy and not calling the show. But I can't believe like someone 20 years into it, like, yeah, man, I never called before, but I get that all the time. Like, I see people at lunch or see people around town at the grocery store or again, say, hey, man, I listen to your show, I never really call. There's got to be something that we can get you involved in a phone call with. Because in the end, the guests, the information, our great, hilarious comedy routine, and my wonderful singing are enough to carry the show. But it's still about your personalities, your thoughts, your comments, your concerns, your questions. That's still one of the most driving forces to talk radio. So got to have you do that and do that more often. I know that Boo Boo Jenkins is a guy who calls pretty often. Hey, Boo Boo.
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you, sir?
Well, it's January. We survived the holidays. It's not 12 degrees, so I guess things are pretty good.
Yeah. I don't mind the rain since it's not 12 degrees, but...
That's right.
I'd rather have the rain than the cold, yeah.
Hey, I was thinking about something. I want your opinion.
All right.
Playoff game, you know, our loss, the Georgia-Alabama game, just kind of in general, what do you think Dabo learned that he may or may not necessarily say in public, you know, put in a interview, blah, blah, blah? Because I got a sneaky feeling, at least I hope I do. I'm sorry, I hope my feeling's right. I got a sneaky feeling that he learned, wait a minute. You know, we're doing a lot of really good things here, but here's a few things we better fix if we're going to play the same or certain 2 to 3 schools at the end of every football season if we're fortunate enough to make it to the playoffs. What do you think he learned that he may or may not say in public?
I'm glad you framed it, may or may not say in public. And remember this, if he doesn't say it in public, we don't know the answer to that. But
right.
I think
that's
you make
right.
a great point here. And Boo Boo, I appreciate the phone call. I got to get a break, but I appreciate the phone call, man. Have a great weekend, okay? All right, but that's a great question and a great point. Something that always amazes me is when people will say things like, well, like for instance, hold on a second, get after a break here, because I got to run this by you right quick. And you know this, but people say like, well, you know, if you hadn't been very good on defense, and then all of a sudden you have like a good defensive team, and they go, man, I hope our coach now understands how important defense was. Like, the guy's been coaching for 25 years. They meet for hours and hours upon hours and hours, and yet you think they're just going, defense isn't really important, guys. And then you're good, and you got to go, oh, my God, I just figured it out. Like, defense is really important. I didn't know that. Believe me when I tell you this, that these guys that are among the greatest minds in college football and basketball and you know, like people say, boy, Hope Brown now realizes how important free throws are. Like he's waking up this morning going, I never really thought about it till last night when we missed that one free throw. That free throws are pretty important. Look, man, if we're thinking about it, if we're talking about it on Sports Talk Radio, if Twitter's talking about it, if message boards are talking about it, then believe you me, that's been in their minds for 20 and 30 and 40 years. And that's something they talk about hours upon hours upon hours upon hours. And I'm glad he mentioned this, not to mention, because there's so many things. There were a lot of injuries this year that Dabo didn't talk. For instance, Will Spires it was actually a groin, not a hamstring, going to the Sugar Bowl. In practice down here, his groin, and he wasn't as effective. And people go, man, I hope Dabo understands about how important punting is now and how we got to get a second team punter in there and stuff like this. But yet you sign two punters and go, why do we have two punters on scholarship? You know, he never talks about some of those injuries. Dexter Lawrence, no one ever made a big deal. Dexter Lawrence didn't have a great year because he was hurt throughout most of the year. But, well, when you really need Dexter Lawrence to start playing better, I hope the staff kind of realizes that. Believe me, folks, if we're talking about on a sports talk show, they spent hours upon hours upon hours knowing that. Tony Elliott's not going to wake up one day and go, well, now I hope they realize that Kelly Bryant's not a great down-the-field passer. They knew it when they recruited him, and every single day he's got there. Now, he's gotten much, 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 much better, but he's not Deshaun White. I hope they don't realize that they don't have Deshaun. He ain't come through the door right now over there with Kelly Bryant. Really? You know that, and they know it, in other words. I don't want to be condescending to listeners or callers, but if we're talking about it, no college football coach is going to listen to a sports talk show and go, oh, my God, I never really thought about that. I'm glad they mentioned it. The tight end's important in the vertical passing game for us to stretch our defense. Huh. I wish that guy would have called me earlier.
Golly.
Golly. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Man, I'd love to hear from you in the final 35 minutes of the week when you return for more after this.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla wants you to take advantage of Ford's year-end sales event. All the 2017s must go, and most models have 0% financing for 72 months and no dealer fees. It's the best time of the year to visit the Ford dealer who makes a difference. Danny Edwards and the whole courteous staff at Edwards Auto Sales wish you and your family all the best during the holiday season. Edwards Auto Sales is located on Highway 28 in Walhalla. Test drive Ford's finest today.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Greenville with their action-packed world tour at Bon Secours Wellness Arena this Saturday, January 13th at 2 and 7 p.m. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks, see the ball handling, experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the whole time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at Bon Secours Wellness Arena Saturday at 2 and 7 p.m. Great seats are still available at Ticketmaster.com.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider. From the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hi guys, this is Leah from Local Q, inviting you to join us all football season to watch your favorite teams. We are ready. With DirecTV's complete sports package and over 28 TVs, you won't miss a college or pro game. Check out our game day specials on snacks and beer buckets. You can get all the details at localq.com. Visit us at 30 Orchard Park Drive or order online at localq.com. Remember, we're 21 and up at all times with a valid ID. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
So now that you've chosen the paint, the vanities, and the bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern, exclusive Moen Genta. And right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The exclusive Moen Genta, now just $89 during the winter kitchen and bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th while supplies last.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
I don't think you know who I am.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
My wife is 8 days away from Urban Nirvana. She made her appointment for next weekend, so I will be a King of Kings when that time's about. I got another good story to tell you here in a minute. But anyway, Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. You've got your awesome massages, massage therapies, beta makeovers, facials, all the big treatments to reinvigorate, to reinvent, to renew and refresh your mind, body, and spirit. She loves all that stuff, man. And I like Urban Nirvana because it's easy. I know what she wants. I don't have to guess. Isn't it bad, like, when you get a gift and they open it and go, and like, you're really excited about it. Like, oh, I put a lot of thought in this. I think they're really, really going to like it. And then again, they go, huh, thank you. You know?
Not with Urban Nirvana.
No. She loves that place. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. The purchase gift tab's right there in front of it. Amazing. Easy. Email it to her, you know, or email it to you and then give it to her. She loves it.
Email it to her. I don't have to see her. She just goes.
Yesterday, I'm coming home from Greenville and I get this call and she said, sweetheart, I bought this sweater. And to be honest with you, it's like a $30 sweater. And it's at a store downtown in Clemson, so I'm going to run down and get it. I went, you know, and I'll go over and get it for you. You made that cheesecake for me. I'll go get you a sweater. And so I go over there, and the girls are at the place. There's one lady checking out, and there's two girls behind the counter. And this girl comes and says, Mr. Potter? Well, yeah. I said, you're here for the sweater? I went, yeah. And she's putting it in the box, and the girl beside her that's checking out said, oh, I love that sweater. I'm like, yeah, I hope it fits me. I think it's going to look pretty good on me. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Our good friend Gerald is up on the Tupelo River. Good morning, Gerald. How you doing this morning?
Morning, Mickey. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I've always wondered how far on the river, how far up, where exactly are you?
I'm on off of River Road where Cleveland Pike runs into River Road. It's about a quarter of a mile from the Georgia line.
I was going to ask you
it's
if you're
right behind. Just right behind Yoakum Dam.
Okay. I was going to ask, because you get that little tri-state area right up there in that corner, more Georgia, yeah. I guess. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's pretty remote. Yeah, it's a nice area. It's beautiful. Great people, great neighbors. Well, yeah. I don't have that many, but what I have is good.
Your neighbors are a long way off. That's good. That's what I want in my life. I want a long driveway, and I want to be able to not see my neighbors. That's what I like. Yeah, I got great neighbors.
That's what I got. I got a long driveway. Got some great pastures. Great. Talking about the coyotes, I kill one a week just about. Every week I usually get one in the pastures because, see, they follow your cows.
Yeah.
Especially your pregnant cows. They'll drag your little newborn calves off.
Mm, that's enough to shoot them right there.
Yeah, I got a couple of donkeys that usually takes care of them. The donkeys, are, you know, they'll fight them, kill them if they can.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Yeah, you need a donkey in with your cows because, you know, if a cow gets down with a calf, she's not able to move much, do much, defend herself much. Yeah. So you need that donkey to look after, and they will. They will stay right with them. And
I did not know that.
Yeah, but you still got them, and I don't haunt them. I deer haunt on the property, but I'll shoot them when I see them. Everyone I see,
good.
I'll shoot them.
Good.
But I was going to talk a little bit about the basketball game last night. Yeah, it was a heartbreaking loss, especially after they came back. And they came back from 12 points with a minute and 33 seconds to go. They were 12 points down with a minute and 33 seconds to go. And they came back, you know, and could have tied it with a three throw. And I feel bad for DeBoe. I mean, you know, you just... feel bad for him because I know he feels bad himself. And I hope that don't affect him and get him down, you know.
Well,
and I hope it don't get the whole team down. I don't believe it will.
And my hope here is that being in that pressure situation the next time, he said, you know, I've been here before. I've done this before. I know how to handle this. So, you know, it's hopefully and the fact you never give up in games. And maybe let's hope that when we look back at this loss and might lead to a win. I just know the one thing, the major thing coming out of last night is don't let one loss beat you twice. Don't trip over your bottom lip. It's a short turnaround. Let's get a big crowd of Little John tomorrow. Get these guys some energy because you can't let that one beat you twice.
Yeah, well, you know, they did. They played bad. Two-minute turnover. Turnover beat them.
Yeah.
And those announcers, I'm like you, they about the bull crap, as Dabo says.
Yeah.
So, and officiate was about the same way. Missing critical calls that really hurt.
Obvious calls, too. Yeah. Look, judgment calls are one thing. I get it. Block charge, I get it. But when a guy bounces a ball 4 feet out of bounds and he missed that, I don't understand that at all.
I don't understand it either. But this team, it shows you what kind of team they are. They fought back. They could have very easily won that ball game after playing so bad.
That's the best part, Gerald, is that they played bad and still had a chance. And I told you before, you're going to have, in 30 games, you're going to have 10 games you just play lights out. You're going to have about 10 games you're not up to your normal self, and 10 games you play about average of really who you are. So last night, they had a chance to win the game with their C-minus or D-plus game. Way too many turnovers, didn't force enough turnovers. NC State played great. Yerk 7 was amazing. State didn't turn it over at all, shot the ball great. And in the end, on the road, and this team still had a chance to win despite all those things going against you.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm excited about tomorrow. I know you're coming tomorrow afternoon.
Well, yeah, I'll be there. And I'm in Anderson today. I'll probably eat lock it, butcher's box. Y'all come down and join me. We'll eat some of that fine beef.
I'd love to do that. Some of your own stuff there. Gerald, I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, okay?
Okay.
Thanks
a lot. Okay, you too, Mickey. See you tomorrow, maybe.
All right, buddy. I hope so. It's a good friend, Gerald. You think when he has that donkey out in the thing that every once in a while comes on the radio and he'll say, come in and ride that donkey, I need a donkey, man. I need a donkey and a goat.
How many donkey songs do you know?
my favorite one. You know my favorite one.
My favorite one is the Christmas song.
Yeah. Dominic the donkey. I love that one.
Ring a ding ding.
It's the Italian donkey, right?
The Italian Christmas donkey. Ring a ding ding.
Oh, man. Hey, question. I lost my train of thought with that one. Doggone it.
Down here's a donkey and do that to you.
I know. I love Dominic.
Yeah,
I talked about the time I took a picture of the goat on top of the donkey.
You may have told that story more than any other story you've ever told.
I need a goat and I need a donkey. I need all of that. Man, that's awesome stuff. Let me get to Sean over in Sparkle City. Sean, thanks for hanging on so long, man. How you doing?
Good. How are you? You guys are having way too much fun at 8:30 in the morning.
It's Friday. We're about to do the Yabba Dabba Doo thing, slide down the dinosaur, go home, and have a great weekend.
I listen to you guys 2 hours on my commute to work every morning, so this is my first time calling. But I just had to bring something up that I've been thinking about for over the last year now. Being a resident of Spartanburg, I saw Feaster play a lot during his high school days. And the majority of his success when playing higher caliber teams come with him actually catching the ball, not running the ball. And I know Jeff Scott and Elliott are very intellectual type guys, and they know how to call plays. I just think we underutilize his receiving ability and his long play connection that we could have used at certain points when Kelly Bryant needed a bailout.
Yeah, I saw him play a bunch at Spartanburg High School, too. I remember going over his sophomore year. I think it's a sophomore year that he had against Gaffney. He had like 5 touchdowns, and like 4 of them were over like 65 yards. It was an amazing game over there. And the only thing I'll say about that, Sean, is that, they did it because Spartanburg didn't have a great offensive line. And I'm not sure that he was a great instinctual runner between the tackles to begin with. But in adding to that, I think you're seeing a completely different Feaster now than what you saw in high school. While he does have great top end speed, I'm not sure he has that quickness, that ability to make you miss a little bit. And I could be wrong about this. I'll yield to Tony Elliott or to Dabo or to Joey Betts on this. I'm not sure that Feaster isn't too big right now. I think he might need to get down. I think he might be carrying a little bit too much weight. He looks like, if you go back and look at him in high school, you wouldn't recognize him now if you saw him then. Like, he's 220 or 25 pounds now. I think he's too big now, maybe. That's just a guess.
It seems like he's lost a step as well. I do agree with that.
Yeah. And so,
all right,
if that's the case, and look, you can still swing it to a big back. I mean, Alabama throws it to Scarborough, throws it to Scarborough a lot. So I'm not saying that's the only thing there. But maybe getting back to that, I mean, you saw him in high school. You know what I'm talking about. It is a great, he had a great high school career. Something's not all. He hadn't developed the way I thought he would. But look, he's just a sophomore too. Maybe going his junior year, he picks it up and plays a bigger part of it. But yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing him catch the ball in the backfield a little bit more, no doubt.
All right, you guys have a good day.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate that. Sean's got a long drive to work every day, man. I don't know if I could do that. Here's the thing about Feaster and the offense. Clemson, what they have to do, not have to do, what they really choose to do. Remember, he caught the one long pass against Virginia Tech. That was a nice catch. great, great check down by Kelly Bryant in that one. And Edmonds completely dismissed on that guy. By the way, both Edmond brothers are gone now. Did you see that?
Yeah, they declared.
I met their dad, Farrell Edmonds, longtime NFL player. Met him at the Virginia Tech game this year. One of the all-time great ones. Here's what I am saying about the Clemson offense. It is a choice. It's a scheme issue is what it is more than anything else, okay? Because with three wide outs and a tight end or four wide outs and one back, what they have chosen to do is not go empty, but when you do have a back there with the quarterback, that what they've chosen to do is that instead of protecting with the tight end, they protect with the back. So the tight end is getting involved in the passing game and trying to match up on the linebackers, where the back is in charge of helping in the protection scheme. That, you know, Gallman didn't catch a bunch of balls. ETN didn't catch a bunch of balls. Feature didn't catch a bunch of balls because what they do with theirs is in spreading it and getting the tight end vertical or getting tied out in the passing game a little bit more, then the back is involved more in the protection aspects.
Yeah, the idea there is to stretch of the defense with the tight end getting vertical, have the back in there, and then as a last-minute, last-second resort, you can dump it off to the back if need be after you're scrambling around.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. Roger, hang on, man. I'm coming straight to you. Do not touch that dial. Love to have you come back for more. It's the Mickey Pollard Show. We'll take a short break. Come back. Final segment of the show right after this.
Join Walt live at the TD Convention Center for the South Carolina Auto Show Friday, January 12th from 3 to 7. Check out the latest in automotive excellence and listen to Walt live Friday, January 12th at the South Carolina Auto Show in Greenville.
Hey, Tiger fans, it's a top 20 battle this Saturday in Little John. Your 19th-ranked Clemson men's basketball team plays host to the 18th-ranked Miami Hurricanes at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Tickets are still available and can be purchased on ClemsonTigers.com.
Grantham on the left-handed dribble, drives into the right high post, bounce pass outside, Reed, the long three on the way, he's got it! 50-45, Marquise with 19.
It's Clemson and Miami this Saturday at 3 p.m. See you there.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more or go online cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Grab a two-piece dinner combo, just $5 for a limited time.
It's Macy's one-day sale. Shop incredible deals of the day, Friday and Saturday. Like coats for her and for him, under $100. Save 70% on clearance fine jewelry. Take 50 to 60% off men's suits, dress shirts, sweaters, and more. Sheets and pillows, free after $15 mail-in rebate. Plus take 30%, plus an extra 15% off small home appliances at Macy's one-day sale. And Plenty members, don't forget to maximize your savings by using at least 200 Plenty points at checkout. Terms apply. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Calling all manufacturing plants, Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to help you save money with your lighting. Whether you need LED tube lights, $4 after rebate, LED high bay light fixtures, $79 after rebate, parking pole lights, $99 after rebate, 6-inch down lights, $4 after rebates, Crute will pass these rebates up front to you with verification of your Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson. Call now at 401-8156 or email sales@CruteLED.com.
So now that you've chosen the paint, the vanities, and the bathroom tile, you still can't decide on the faucet. Let the Home Depot make that easier by saving $10 on the sleek, modern, exclusive Moen Genta. And right now, it's only $89. How's that for easy choices? The exclusive Moen Genta, now just $89 during the winter kitchen and bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th, while supplies last.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife Beth and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made sides. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
Everybody has their own little opinions, and it all gets homogenized, and you lose the whole edge of it. I'm going with Jerk Store. Jerk Store is the line. Jerk Store.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
A boy's born in hot damn Mississippi, surrounded by for one that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours.
I'm telling you, buddy, you've hit some home runs over there. Bumper music getting me in a good mood over here. More Stevie Wonder, less of me makes for a better show. If you didn't get that piece of jewelry that she wanted for Christmas, or if you need that special design, it's never too late. Reach Jewelers is going to have a huge 2018 there in the Haywood Mall right next to Belt, right in the middle of it all. And you know our listeners love it. You know I love it. I bought the biggest purchase of my life from the folks, and you can too. And these guys have great specials going on all the time. There's the staff there knows that every day is a special day, and that next purchase could be the biggest one you've ever done there as well. Largest family-owned jewelry company in the country. They're always asking, what can they do for the customers? What can make it better? Whether it's a unique Swiss watch for the man in your life, or the diamonds or earrings or bracelets for the lady in your life, Reed's Jewelers is there for you. Wally Odom has a great team. Haywood Mall, right next to Bell, upper level of the Haywood Mall. Go by and see those good folks. Not only do I shop there, our station staff shops there, listeners shop there, friends, family all shop there. We've all been to Reed's. We love it. Reed's Jewelers, right next to Bill. It's Reed's.com, R-E-E-D-S.com. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. We go to our Northern Communication phone lines where Roger held patiently through the break. Roger, thanks for hanging on so long. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mick. You doing good? The real football season is over, and what we have left is the circus, officiating Travis B. Circus, known as the NFL. I don't know what a fumble is anymore. I don't know what a completed pass is anymore. And after what they pulled last week in Kansas City, I'm expecting more bad officiating and missed calls and bad reviews this week. I actually think there are some pretty good games, especially the NFC. And I'll be honest with you, I think Tennessee's going to give the Patriots a game. And I'm very sure Jacksonville's going to get Pittsburgh a game. But your bigger point in your first hour, you talk about the franchise tag. I don't begrudge any of these guys for holding out, for trying to get more money. They have no leverage. They go from a situation in high school where they had their pick of where to go. Deshaun Watson went to Pittsburgh because of Dabo Sweeney, because of the program, the facility, the atmosphere, and the environment. And then after their time in college, they have no leverage. They have no power. They go to some of these third world, I call them, Donald Trump might call them a different name, they're third world franchises. and they, Mickey, they're especially running backs, their careers are usually 3 to 4 years, and Bell is already there. So he's trying to say, hey, I've got maybe 2 good years left with the body I have. I have no leverage, and I'm trying to cash in, and you can't blame these guys. The free agency in the NFL is a joke. They have really only a few elite players can benefit from it. And I don't blame any of these guys for holding out. And I don't know what your thought is on that, but you look at what they come from, a situation where they can go to any school they want in college. They have tremendous choice. and then they go where they have no choice, and they're basically held down by the same team for their career.
Yeah, here's the and Roger, I appreciate the phone call, man. Have a great weekend, man, buddy. Have a great weekend. Bye, appreciate buddy. You checking in with us. Those are good points. The true problem in the NFL, and let me preface it by saying this, it is hard for someone who, Zach, we're not rich by any stretch of imagination, and it's hard for someone who, talking to somebody else who's not rich as well. You know, the rich are vilified in our country, man. You make an American dream, and boy, you're hated. You're not doing your fair share. You know, we're so jealous of your. I'm not, man. I want everybody makes $1 billion every day, but the hard part is talking about guys who do make a lot of money in a short amount of time and trying to put it in relative terms. And there's still the resentment out there from a lot of people that, quite frankly, think they're playing a game and don't deserve, but, you know, don't care what they're putting their bodies through, all that kind of stuff. So it's hard to make this argument for players in the thing. Most people forever, and it might have shifted a little bit, but forever in the first 15 years of doing the show, like, it was like anytime you had any kind of labor disputes, the large majority of people were on the side of the owners, and I never understood that. I don't watch the Yankees because of Steinbrenners. I watch the Yankees because of Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera. I don't watch the NBA because of Snyder. Is it Snyder? I watch it because of LeBron James. Or Jerry Buss. I watch it because of Magic Johnson. So it the players are the ones that do that. The other thing is that it's hard to make this argument, but the NFL players have been totally screwed over. And I'm not a union guy by any stretch, but in thinking about how weak their union is compared to the Major League Baseball and compared to the NBA, here's the crux of what has happened. And oh, by the way, in the argument of who you're for, players or owners, a large percentage of Americans would be a lot more comfortable being around millionaires rather than billionaires, and being around people who made it the hard way rather than the trust fund that they inherited their billions of dollars from their daddy's steel company or whatever. So in the end, most of these players are some decent people. Now, it's hard to make the argument now. Sometimes the NFL, because of the flag stuff and the controversy this year and the anthem stuff. Anyway, but the NFL, the reason the NFL is in the shape they're in, the reason that there's not guaranteed money or there's not a lot of guaranteed money, and the reason these guys are cut and quite frankly, nowhere near the kind of labor agreements that they have, is because the owners are billionaires and their companies are still keep getting increasing in value and they can survive. Whereas a large majority of these players hadn't invested their money correctly and can't survive. And in a leveraged deal of holding out, the owners always get what they want and they have to give in very, very little because they know they can outlast them in the situation. Their leverage, their lasting power is longer. That players who have not invested right need paychecks in the end. And they're not living paycheck to paycheck like a lot of people are, but much more so than the owners. And 4 weeks into a labor agreement or disagreement, labor strife, or 6 weeks or 8 weeks in, whatever, the players are, they're not broke, but boy, they need the money. They got to have it. And so they give in, and as a result, the players have not had a very strong union. Baseball for some reason, basketball for some reason, they fought it. And here's another thing. Once somebody gets something in one side, they're not going to give it up. The Major League Baseball players who have that guaranteed contract, they're not giving that up. And the NBA, same thing. And the way the salary caps have worked and the structures and all that have worked, they're not giving that up. And now, in this case, the owners aren't giving that up. And we're going to have, you tell me, we're going to have a labor disagreement here fairly soon?
Yeah, a couple of years here.
They better be careful. But in the end, if I'm a player, and especially because of how young the league is, you know, the NFL, the average guy is 25 or 26 years old. And so they hadn't had time to accumulate wealth. And they're going to give up your best years of earning potential because of a cause that they don't feel that strong to believe in to begin with. That's why you see what I'm saying here.
To make a real change, it would take guys not playing and taking a hit financially. And they have to do that for the greater good. And I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Right. And like I've talked to Pat Sapp about this. It's a league that in the end, man, because you're in it such for a short amount of time, the way the Players Association is going to vote, like the salary cap stuff that you have for the rookies, the guys that are voting that in are veterans that aren't having to go through the draft again. You think they're going to look after those rookies? So you can see it is a tremendous issue. At the same time, And again, it's hard to tell someone listening right now who is making $50,000 a year that these guys that are making $450,000 a year don't have good lives. But what they put their bodies through and their short window to make it, it's not very advantageous for those guys, comparatively speaking to what the NBA does. Man, the NBA, you could be a washed-up, has-been guy averaging 4 points a game, and you can sign a five-year, $80 million contract. Like, what are we doing? You look at some of the NBA salaries. And part of it is because, A...
The NBA is a joke.
Well, think about it like this, though. Just in sheer economics, Major League Baseball plays 162 games.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA plays 81 games. The NFL plays 16 games.
82 or 81?
81.
So they play an odd number of games?
Yeah, because I think... No, 82. 82. Yeah, 82.
Right.
But the point is this. You see, there's limited amounts of ticket sales and all that kind of stuff. All right, on the other side of it, Major League Baseball's got 25 players on the roster at one time. NBA's got, 13 players on the NBA roster at one time. And NFL has 53. Now, they've got more money coming on TV contracts, but less games, less stadiums, less parking, less concessions, combined with splitting it over 53 rather than splitting it over 25 or even 12 or 13, whatever. You can tell how just economically you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always set up for them. But I hate it that physically you put your bodies to what you put them through, and then at any point in time you're disposed of pretty doggone easily. Tom Brady's not. Julio Jones is not, and Gronkowski, those guys aren't. But the average NFL player really is, and it sets up for a pretty disturbing deal there. Let me mention this about recruiting. Clemson, even though they don't have official visits this weekend, there are four guys on their radar screen that they like to have in that are taking official visits elsewhere. Keep an eye on this. So there will be some recruiting news coming out of the weekend. Matthew Hill, who has been committed to Auburn. He takes his Auburn visit this weekend and hopefully Clemson in the next couple weeks after that. Patrick Surtain goes to LSU this weekend and then Alabama the following weekend. Boy, if you can survive those two and find a way to get the number one cornerback in the country here for an official visit, that'd be great. Elijah Griffin, or Master, I'm not, I mean, or the rapper's name now, I'm forgetting. Doggone it. Anyway, Elijah Griffin, who's been a UCLA commitment, he goes to Southern Cal this weekend. And Dax Holyfield, the linebacker from Shelby, goes to Stanford this weekend. Keep an eye on those guys because I thought Justin Ross might go to Alabama this weekend. It might be next weekend. But keep an eye on those guys because even though Clemson doesn't have official visits this weekend, it's still big. Clemson's banquets this weekend. Let me ask you before we get to finish things up here. When do you think that we know something on Christian Wilkins, Cleveland Farrell, Austin Bryant today? Someone texted in, hey, man, it'd be great at the basketball game if they could announce it, come out at halftime and say, hey, we're coming back. Or do you think banquet tomorrow? Monday's the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you sit their little head on the pillow tomorrow night, I think we know by tomorrow night. You think you know today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Really?
Yep.
Gut feeling. Give it to me.
Two come back, one goes.
Which one comes back? And which one goes?
Wilkins goes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Interesting stuff. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes, good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com, and get touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Today, I'll forgive Corey Alexander. You know what? It's a fairly confusing at times, and he's got a lot going on, maybe in his headset, maybe in his confused about other stuff, but he ought to know the rules about the inbounds pass and about the 10-second clock. He ought to know that.
You should know that as an announcer.
Yeah, as an announcer, you should definitely know that. Buddy, we finish things up as we always do with our two-minute drill.
Trying to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, just a gigantic day in Clemson football history. Kevin Steele was relieved of his services 6 years ago today. And of course, Brent Venables would join the Tigers not too far after. And it's been nothing but sunshine and rainbows and roses since and get back coaches. So 6 years ago today, Kevin Steele loses his job as defensive coordinator of the Clemson Tigers. And Brent Venables joins a little bit thereafter.
Brent Venables, the greatest assistant coach and the greatest coordinator I've ever been around. I mean, the guy's amazing. Just how good he is. My Time Manager brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it's my very good friend, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him, folks. I can tell you this, EricNewton.com here in Clemson. Anything you need, you want to manage your real estate properties for you, rental properties for you. If you're looking for rental properties, if you're looking to buy or sell your home, land, if you're looking for commercial real estate, you name it, he's got it. Students, the place to go, Tiger Properties, Tiger-Properties, but it's EricNewton.com. Tiger Properties right outside Firehouse Subs in Clemson. Go by and see those very good folks there. My two-minute drill. I love this Tua. Tua, who came in and really has been high character. You see his tweet yesterday, Zach, by Jalen Hurts? Twitter, to quote, tired of people not appreciating the fact that if this man led us to a national championship, and for all the fans who are against Jalen, you're against me too. You're either with us or against us. Love you. Two, meaning Jalen Hurts number two.
I'm against them. I'm against them.
You're against Jalen?
Yep. Both of them.
You're against Tua then, too?
Yep.
You're against Tua quarterbacks at Alabama then. Pretty classy tweet, though, right?
I hate the puns with his name.
Can't wait for Tua days. Every day at Alabama now is Tua days.
No, very classy tweet for a young kid.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
I like the kid.